A chat with Kent Goodman about making the transition from ocean fishing to freshwater fly fishing. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I can't even remember when I learned how to fish. I think it was my granddad taught me how to fish on the docks of the Oceanside Yacht Club, hand lining for perch. We called them outhouse perch because they just sat around and ate whatever was floating around. I was raised in Santa Barbara till I was 11. My mom would drop me off at the pier in Santa Barbara. She said that was the only thing I could do where I wasn't totally ADD and couldn't focus. She said she'd set me there and I'd watch all the old guys fish and ask them questions and learn. She said I'd stay there all day if I could. I was just really enamored by it and taken by the whole process. And I've always been like that. So from there, I just kind of started fishing. And I think when I was 11 or 12, we moved to Eastern Oregon at that time. I think I was in fifth grade. I loved it. I went from the beach to rivers and mountains and didn't really miss a step. And then he sent me up a fly tying kit for a birthday present about that time. And I started making some really ugly flies. But thankfully, some fish would bite them occasionally. And I started tying flies and switching over to fly fishing at that time. And I'm probably 90% fly fishing exclusively now and 10% conventional.
Which includes fishing for walleye or halibut. Or bass, he uses a baitcaster in those circumstances. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.